Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Mishloi Ra Simchas Beis HaSheiva, a person who never saw, he was never zeichet to see the Simchas Beis HaSheiva in the Beis HaMikdash, so Loi Ra Simcha Miyamav, he's considered a person who never saw true Simcha. A person who hasn't seen, who never saw the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, so he never saw true Simcha. That was really the ultimate Simcha. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, already the first night of Chol HaMoed, Matzah Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Sukkos, Yardu LeEzras Nashim. They would go down to the Ezras Nashim, Umisaknen Sham Tikkun Gadol. And they would make over there a big Tikkun, which we'll see in the Gemara, what this Tikkun is referring to. Minayrei Shel Zav HaYusham, and they set up candles, golden candelabras, V'arba Safalim Shel Zav B'rei Shehem. On the top of each one of these stands, of these candles, each one of them had four golden bowls, V'arba Sulama Yisukol Echad V'Echad, and there were four ladders, one for each one. V'arba Yiladim Mipirchei Kuhuna, and there were four young children from the young Kehanim, Ubidehem Kadim, and in their hands were pitchers, Shalmea Ve'esrim Lug, containing 120 Lug of Shemen, 30 Lug of Shemen each one, Sheimatilun Lekol Safo Ve'Safo, that they would put into each one of the bowls that were on top of each one of the candelabras. So you had these four candles in each corner of the Ezras Nashim, on top of each candle was one bowl, each bowl was able to contain 30 Lug of Shemen that these young Kehanim would pour into these bowls. Now says the Mishnah, Mibloi Michnesei Kehanim Umehem Yonehen, from the worn out clothing, the pants of the Kehanim, and from their belts, Mehen Hayu Mafkien, it's from these begadim that they would make the wicks for these candles, Ubehen Hayu Madliken, and it was these candles, these wicks that they would light. V'lo haya chatzer b'Yerushalayim she'ena mi'ira me'ar beis ha'she'eva. And now the Mishnah says that it was so bright that there was no chatzer in the entire Yerushalayim, at least the old city of Yerushalayim, that wasn't lit up from the ar that came out from the Ezras Nashim by the Simchas Beis ha'she'eva. Now, Chassidim v'Anshei Ma'isa hayu meraknim b'fneihem. There were Chassidim and Anshei Ma'isa, people of great stature, that they would dance in front of them, in front of the people that were over there watching. Ba'avukai shalar, and they would dance with avukai shalar shibideyan, with these torches of fire that were in their hands. They were juggling these torches, Rashi says, four, maybe even eight torches, they were throwing up and juggling in their hands in front of those who were watching. And as they were juggling, so they would sing different songs, they would say different tushbachas, different praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. V'ha'leviyam b'kinayreis, u'b'nevalim, u'b'b'tzaltayim, u'b'chatzreitzreitz, u'b'klisher b'loy mispar. Now the Leviyam, they had all different types of instruments. They had harps and lyrics and all different types of different instruments and trumpets and klisher without any number, meaning there was no specific number to the amounts of instruments as opposed to the instruments that they had during the Shir Shel Yom, so that had a set number. This, there was no set number. That all these different symbols is symbols. That all these different types of instruments. Al chamish esrei milos hayardos me'ezras Yisrael ezras nashim, and they stood playing these instruments on the 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. Inside the Ezras Nashim, there were these 15 steps, and so they stood playing these instruments during the Simchas Beis HaSheiva on these steps. And now says the Mishnah that the fact that there were these 15 steps, that was in general keneged chamish esrei shir hamalos shebet tehillim, is keneged the 15 shir hamalos that are set in tehillim, and from parak kufchaf through parak kuflamidalid shaleyan leviim oimde b'klei shir. And now it says the Mishnah what we already spoke out, that it was on these steps that the leviim stood with these instruments va'aimim shira, and they sang shira during the simchas. Simchas Beis HaSheva, as opposed to during the Karban, B'Shas HaKravas HaKarban Tamid, when they sang the Shir Shel Yoim, so that was done on the Duchen, which was by the Mizbeach in the actual Azara. This, when they sang during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so that was on these steps that were in the Ezras Nashim that led to the Ezras Yisrael. Now, says the Mishnah now, that so really this whole idea, this whole simcha that they had in the Simchas Beis HaSheva was because of the Nisach HaMayim, the simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. So now the Mishnah is just going to go back now and discuss the Seder HaYoim with regards to the Nisach HaMayim. So it says the Mishnah, Va'amdu Shnei Kehanim B'Shar HaElyoin. So there were two Kehanim in the beginning of the day that they stood up by the Shar HaElyoin, which is the Shar Niknor, the Shar that was on the top of these 15 steps, which led from the Azara to the Ezras Nashim. By the Shar, these two Kehanim stood by the Shar HaElyon Sheyoyri Mezus Yisrael Ezras Nashim, which is the Shar which leads a person at the top of these steps, which leads a person from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. Ushnei Chatzoytzeris Bidehen, and these two Kehanim, they held two trumpets in their hands. Kara HaGether, eventually the Vekar, he called out in the morning, that it was by Alois HaShachar, like we had in Meseches Yuma. And Taku V'Hereyu V'Taku, and these Kehanim, with the trumpets, they blew the trumpets, they blew a Tkiya, a true a Tkiya, and they began to go down these 15 steps. This was all the way in the beginning of the morning. Hegiu L'mayla Asiris, when they got down to the 10th step, we'll see in the Gemara if that means 10 steps down or 5 steps down. Taku Veriu V'taku, again they blew a Tkiya, true a Tkiya. Hegiu L'azara, once they got to the Ezras Nashim on the bottom of the steps, so again, Taku Veriu V'taku, again they blew a Tkiya, true a Tkiya. Now on this last tekiya, so says the Mishnah, they extended it, they blew a tekiya gedayla, they extended the tekiya, ad shemegiyen l'shar hayaytzi mi-mizrach, until they walked all the way through the Ezras Nashim, all the way till the other side of the Ezras Nashim, when they got to the shar, which left, which went out from the Ezras Nashim, outside to the Harabayis, outside the Beis HaMikdash entirely. That was the Shar HaMizrach. So they kept going with this last Tekiah until they got to the Shar HaMizrach on the far east side of the Ezras Nashim. Hegiu l'Shar HaYotzei MiMizrach. Once they got to this Shar HaMizrach, so Havchu Pnei MiMizrach LaMayriv. So until now they were walking eastward. They started from the Shar Niknor. They went down the 15 steps, walked east to the other side of the Ezras Nashim to the Shar HaMizrach. Once they got to the Shar HaMizrach, they turned around from east and they turned now westward. Va'amru, and they said the following. They said that Aveseinu Shahaya B'makoy Mazeh, our forefathers, when they were in this place, referring to Azman where they weren't acting so appropriately, so Achayreyam ala Heichal, it's their backs of these people, they turned towards the Heichal, Pneyam Kedma, and they faced eastward. They put their backs towards the Heichal. Umishtachvim Kedma la Shemesh, and they faced eastward, and they bowed eastwards towards the sun. However, these Kehanim then announced, "Va'anu l'ka'inenu," but we, our eyes are to Hashem. They faced westward and they announced that we were by Hashem. We're anu l'ka'inenu. Our eyes are to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda said that what the Kehanim would say is not just "Va'anu l'ka'inenu," rather "Hayushainin va'aimrim." They would repeat it and they would say "Anu l'ka u'l'ka'inenu." That was what they said. Says the Gemara, now Tan Rabbanon, so this is a Braisa which is going to say a little bit more details about what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah mentioned the fact that if a person never saw the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so he never saw true Simcha, we have a Braisa now that says a similar type of expression about other things as well. So Tan Rabbanon, the Braisa says, Misha Leira Simchas Beis HaSheva, a person who never saw the Simchas Beis HaSheva, Leira Simcha Miyamav, he never saw true Simcha. Now the Braisa extends this and says also that Misha Leira Yerushalayim B'tifarto, a person who never saw Yerushalayim, not the Yerushalayim that we have nowadays, the Yerushalayim B'tifarta, the real Yerushalayim in its glory, Leira Krach Nechman Me'aylam, so he never saw such a beautiful city in his entire life, if he never saw Yerushalayim B'tifarta. And also, Mishu Leira Beis HaMikdash B'binyanoi, a person who never saw the Beis HaMikdash while it was built, Leira Binyan Mefur Me'aylam, he could consider himself that he never saw a truly amazing amazing building. And the Inyan Yaakov explains that the reason that the Braisa is saying these different expressions about these things, about the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and the Simchas Beis HaSheva, is that it's coming to get us to really miss these things, to do tshuva, and to eagerly await getting these things back. But the last one we mentioned was that a person who never saw the Beis HaMikdash, so he never saw a binyan before me'aylam, says the Gemara, Mayhi, which Beis HaMikdash is this referring to? Technically, there were three Bati Mikdashim. There was the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni that we always refer to, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But really, Bayis Sheni was divided into two, because there was the Etzem Bayis Sheni, and then there was the renovated Bayis Sheni that Hordis built. So which Beis HaMikdash is this referring to? Amr Abayi Vitema Rav Chista, Zabinyan Hordis, it's referring to the renovated Beis HaMikdash in the end of the Tekufa Bayis Sheni, the renovation, the Beis HaMikdash that Hordis renovated. That's the Beis HaMikdash that we're referring to that was so beautiful. But my Bane, what did he build it with that it was so beautiful? So Amar Rava, Ba'avne Shesha, he used these green marbles, Umarmra, and these white marbles, and Ikad Amri, Ba'avne Shesha, Kuchla Umarmra, it was three different types. It was green marble, Shesha, Kuchla, is blue marble. Marble, Umarmra is, like we said, is white marble. And Apik Safa, the Ayil Safa, it had a certain design, it was one row more in, one row more out, Kihechi de la Kabul Sida, so that the cement should go in the cracks and fit very nicely, but it had this nice design to it. Now, Savar le Mishaye bidahava, Hordis wanted to coat the whole thing with gold. However, Amru le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan told Hordis that Shafke, you should leave it as is, the Hachi Shaper Tfei, the way it is right now, it's very beautiful with these different colors and the rows in and out, because it caused an optical illusion. The mischazi kadvasa diyamo, it had an appearance that like the waves of the sea, because it went in a row and out a row and it had these different colors. It looked like when a person looked at the Beis HaMikdash, it looked like he was looking at waves of the sea. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that Mishu Layrad Yopulston Shal Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, a person who never saw the shul that they had in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, the Yopulston, which is the shul that they had over there, so Layrad Bechvaydin Shal Yisrael. A person who never saw that shul, so he could consider it that he never really saw the glory, the honor of Klal Yisrael. That shul was Kvaydin Shal Yisrael. In what way? Amru, they said that Kamin Basilke Gedayla Haisa. It was this tremendously large building. Stav Lefnimi Stav. And they had different rows of benches. Pa'amim Shahayuba. Shishim Ribay Al Shishim Ribay. Sometimes they had 2 times 600,000, meaning 1.2 million people that filled the shul. The shul was tremendously large. It fit 1.2 million people, kiflayim, kiyaitzi Mitzrayim, which is double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim by Yitzias Mitzrayim in Sefer Shemais. Then it was 600,000. This fit 1.2 million people. Vahayu ba shivim ve'echad kisedrois shal zahav. They had these special 71 chairs, golden chairs. Kineged shivim echad shal sanhedri gedayla, which was for the 71. Kineged the 71 members of the Sanhedrin gedayla. And says the Gemara that about these chairs that kol achas va'achas in a b'chusa me esrim ve'echad ribay kikrei zahav, that each chair was comprised of no less than 21,000 kikrei zahav golden bars. Ubima shel eitz b'emtzaisa, there was a wooden bima that was in the middle of the shul. V'chazan akinesis aymed aleho, and the chazan of the shul, the gabbai, he would stand on the top of this bima. Sudarin biyadei, and he had handkerchiefs in his hand. He came and shegia la'anis amen when the shliach tzibur was saying something that the tzibur had to say amen. And now because the shul was so large, so not everybody was able to hear. So the gabbai, when it became time to answer amen, hala meinif besudar, this gabbai, this chazan akneses, he would wave the handkerchief. V'chol am ainin amen, and then everyone knew that it was the time to say amen. So even though they didn't hear the bracha, and typically we'd say that a person person is not allowed to answer amen to a bracha that he doesn't hear, here, in this case, they knew what they were answering to. They just didn't hear the words, but they knew what was going on, so they were able to say amen. Now says the Gemara that they, in the shul, they didn't sit all mixed up. Ella, it was in a specific seder. Zahavin bifnei atzmon, the goldsmiths, they sat amongst themselves. The kasafin bifnei atzmon, the silversmiths, not the people with the last name, it's talking about the people with the job. The goldsmiths, they sat amongst themselves. The silversmiths, amongst themselves. V'napachin bifnei atzmon, the different people that worked with different metals, they sat amongst themselves. V'tarsiyim bifnei atzmon, the coppersmiths, they sat amongst themselves. V'gardiyim bifnei atzmon, the weavers amongst themselves. U'kesha'ani nichnas sham, when an ani would come to the shul, so hayamakir bali umnasa, he knew right away who had the same profession as him. Let's say he was a coppersmith, so he knew exactly where to go. V'nifne l'sham, he would go over there, and often he would find himself a job. U'misham parnasasa, u'parnasas anshei beisoy, he'd be able to get himself a job, get himself hired by a big coppersmith. Amr Abaye, now says Abaye, the tragic ending to the story, that Vekulu Katlinu Alchsandras Moikdon, or some take out the Girsa Moikdon, that all of these people were eventually killed by Alexandras. Maitaimi Yanshu, now says Abaye, why were they punished? Why were these people of Alexandria punished so badly that they were all wiped out? Mishum Da'avri Haikra, because they transgressed the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Leitesifu Nashav Bederech Hazeoit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tzivoy that we're not allowed to go back and live in Mitzrayim. Ve'enu hadurasu, and they went back to Mitzrayim, so therefore they were punished. Now, ki asa, when the Gemara tells us the tale, that when Alexander, when he came to Mitzrayim, and he wiped out all these people, so the story went like this. Ashkechinu da'avu karu b'sifra, that he found them, that they were middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they were middle of reading the following pasuk that we're going to read shortly on Shabbos next week, I believe, that Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Meirachik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send upon you a goy from very far, and the pasuk says that he's going to come swift, very quickly, like an eagle. So now Amar, so Alexander, when he heard this, he said to himself, Michti, let's think for a moment. Hahu Gavra Bo'i L'meisei Sfinto Ba'asari Yoyme. Really, that person, referring to himself, really, it should have taken me 10 days by the boat trip to get to here. I took a boat over here. It should have taken me 10 days. Delay Zika, however, a wind blew. Va'ase svinta b'chamisha yoyme, or b'chamsha yoyme. And instead, I got here in 5 days, which means I got here very quick. I must be that eagle that the Torah is talking about. So I must be the shliach. I'm supposed to wipe out the yidden over here. So nafal alayu v'katlinu, he attacked them, and he killed all these people. That's the tragic ending to the story, but the reason why we mentioned all this was because we spoke about all the things that if a person never saw them, like the Simchas Beis She'eva, so we never saw true Simcha in his life, so we mentioned this shul that they had over there in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, that a person who never saw the shul, so Leira B'chvaydan Shal Yisrael.